The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 20, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on April 6th, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 20.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Na pahrishyat priyam prapya. No dvijet prapya chapriyam. Sthirabuddh hira sammudho.
Sthirabuddh hira sammudho.
Brahmavid brahmanisthitaha. Na pahrishyat priyam prapya. No dvijet prapya chapriyam. Sthirabuddh hira sammudho. Brahmavid brahmanisthitaha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. A person who neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant, nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-intelligent, who is unbewildered, and who knows the science of God is already situated in transcendence. The symptoms of the self-realized person are given herein. The first symptom is that he is not illusioned by the false identification of the body with his true self. He knows perfectly well that he is not this body, but is the fragmental portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is therefore not joyful in achieving something, nor does he lament in losing anything which is related to his body. This steadiness of mind is called sthira buddhi, or self-intelligence. He is therefore never bewildered by mistaking the gross body for the soul, nor does he accept the body as permanent and disregard the existence of the soul. This knowledge elevates him to the station of knowing the complete science of the Absolute Truth, namely Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. He thus knows his constitutional position perfectly well, without falsely trying to become one with the Supreme in all respects. This is called Brahman realization, or self-realization. Such steadiness is called, such steady consciousness is called Krishna consciousness.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sudaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, here is described a person who is Krishna conscious. So, by reading this description, each one of us can analyze ourselves. Am I Krishna conscious? Am I in complete Maya? Or am I somewhere in between? Someone who is fully situated in Krishna consciousness is equipoised. Whether he is victorious or he is defeated. Whether he is healthy or whether he is sick. Whether he is wealthy or whether he is impoverished. Whether he is being honored or dishonored. He sees everything equally. How does he do that? He sees how the hand of the Lord is working in every situation. He never feels separated from Krishna. He understands that Krishna is bestowing unlimited mercy upon every living entity at every second. And he feels himself completely safe and secure in the hands of the Lord. So when something pleasant comes, he thinks, well, I don't deserve this, but Krishna has been very kind to me. If something unpleasant comes, he thinks, well, I deserved much worse than this, but Krishna has been very kind to me. He connects with the mercy of Krishna at every minute. The mercy of Krishna is already there. The only problem is we are ignorant of it. That is the only problem. We are covered by the modes of material nature. And therefore we are not conscious of that mercy of Krishna. The self-realized soul, he has heard from the Vedic authorities. Therefore he is called Shrutiyam. He has heard the Vedic evidence. He has read in the scriptures. He has read it in the scriptures. He has heard it from the saintly teachers. And he has heard it from his spiritual master. In this way he is Brahmanishtam, he is fixed in Krishna consciousness. So he's not bewildered in any situation.
un viņš nav, nav apjūcis nevienā situācijā.
He's enlightened with transcendental knowledge.
Viņš ir apgaismots ar pārpasaulīgām zināšanām.
And in such a state of consciousness, where he is fully connecting at every minute with the mercy of Krishna, he can transmit that mercy to the fallen conditioned souls of this world. Prabhupada describes him as a transparent vaya medium.
Prabhupāda viņu apraksta kā caurspīdīgu to mēdīju, caur caurspīdīgu šī zināšanas tiek nodotas.
The bona fide spiritual master is a transparent vaya medium.
Un paties garīgais skolotājs ir caurspīdīga vide, mēdījis, caur kur.
Just like this glass here, it is transparent.
Kā piemēram šis te stikls ir caurspīdīgs.
Some type, there's another type of glass, it's called translucent.
Un ir cita veida stikls, kas ir absorbējuši, gaisma absorbējuši.
It lets a little light through, but you can't clearly see what's on the other side.
Jūs varat gaismu nedaudz ienākt, bet jūs nevarat skaidri redzēt, kas ir otrā pusē.
That is like the mayavadis.
Un tie ir tā kā mayavadi.
A little light is coming through.
Nedaudz gaismu stāv caur.
That I am not this body.
Ka es neesmu šis ķermenis.
That I have nothing to do with the cycle of breath and death. So that is translucency. But the Vaishnava Guru, he is transparent. Because through him you can get the eyes to directly see God face to face. There is the term Shastra Chakshus. One who sees through the eyes of the scripture.
Tas, kurš redz ar svēto rakstu acīm.
Because the spiritual master is Shastra Chakshus.
Un tā kā garīgais skolotājs ir šāds te.
If you can also become Guru Chakshus, one who sees through the eyes of the spiritual master.
Tad arī jūs varat kļūt par tiem, kas redz ar garīgu guru acīm.
By hearing from the spiritual master, you can learn how to see things the way he sees them. So that is Guru Chakshus. Guru is Shastra Chakshus, and the disciple, he is Guru Chakshus.
Guru ir Shastra Chakshus, un viņa māceklis Guru Chakshus.
Of course, he is Shastra Chakshus also.
Un, protams, ka viņš ir arī Shastra Chakshus pašu laikā.
There is no difference between the vision of the spiritual master and the vision of the Shastra.
Jo nav atšķirības ar garīgā skolotāja redzējumu un Shastra redzējumu.
So, we have to hear from Shastra, we have to hear from Guru and from saintly teachers.
Un mums ir tāpēc ir jāklausās no Shastrām, no Guru un no svētiem skolotājiem.
In this way, we will clearly see the reality.
Un tādā veidā mēs skaidri redzēsim realitāti.
We will not be lost in illusion.
Mēs nepazudīsim ilūzijā.
We will know things as they are.
Mēs zināsim lietas tādas, kādas tās ir.
We'll be able to wake up from the sleep of Maya.
Un mēs būsim spējīgi pamosties no Mayas miera.
Isn't that the invitation of Lord Chaitanya?
Vai tas nav kunga Chaitanyas uzaicinājums?
Jeev jago, jeev jago, Goda Chandra bole. Lord Chaitanya is calling. Jeev jago, wake up, you living entity. How long will you sleep in the lap of Maya? Wake up. Maya is very sneaky.
Maya ir ļoti ļotīga.
She is very, very tricky.
Viņa ir ļoti, ļoti ļotīga.
She will make you think she has a better deal than Krishna.
Viņa var likt jums domāt, ka ar viņu var ielaisties labākos darījumus nekā Krishna.
And she says, my dear child, please come here. I will give you something better than Krishna.
Viņa saka, mans dārgais bērns, nāc pie manis, es tev došu ko labāk nekā Krishna.
Here, you put your head on my lap.
Šeit, nāc noliec galvu man klēpī.
And then she will take razor blade and cut.
Un tad viņa paņem ar žileti un
griež. That is Maya.
Tā ir Maya.
So we must be careful of Maya.
Mums ir jābūt ļoti uzmanīgiem no Mayas.
Not to be carried away by illusion.
Un nedrīkstam pieļaut, ka mūs aizvien prom ilūzija.
We should never, when Maya says she has a better offer than Krishna, we should tell her to get lost.
Un tad, kad Maya saka, kad viņai ir labāks piedāvājums nekā Krishna, mums jāsaka, lai viņa pazūd.
Even in the Bible, Maya, in the form of a Maya appeared to Lord Jesus in the form of Satan.
Un pat Bībelē Maya parādās kā Sātana formā.
Lord Jesus was doing austerities in the desert for self-realization.
Kungs Jēzus bija tuksnesī un viņš tur veica askēzes, lai apzinātos sevi.
And Maya came to tempt him with so many material allurements.
Un Maya atnāca, lai vilinātu viņu ar dažādiem materiāliem labumiem.
So he said, get behind me.
Un viņš teica, stājies man aiz muguras.
In other words, get lost.
Citiem vārdiem, pazūd.
So the next time Maya comes to tempt you,
nākamreiz, kad Maya nāks jūs vilināt,
with some illicit sex,
kāda neatļauts seks,
some meat eating,
gada sēšana,
some intoxication,
kāds apreibinošu vielu,
some gambling,
vai esat spēlēm.
Just say, Maya, get out of here. I'm getting a much better deal from Krishna. What do you have to offer me, Maya Devi? Temporality, ignorance, and misery. That's all. Krishna is offering me eternity, knowledge, and bliss. You think I'm a stupid fool? I would trade in eternity, knowledge, and bliss for temporality, ignorance, and illusion? Ignorance and misery? Only a moron would fall for Maya's tricks. An imbecile. Don't be a fool. Be intelligent. Human life is meant for advanced intelligence. It's not for imitating the svinyas and the ashyos and the verblutes and the sabakas. It's meant for becoming a spiritually enlightened being. It's meant for becoming a pure devotee of Krishna. You're meant to become a Mahabhagavat. Yes, you. You are meant to become a Mahabhagavat. Everyone. You're all meant to become Mahabhagavat. Completely pure devotees of the Lord. Do you think Prabhupada wants us to remain neophyte devotees? Struggling with our material desires? Do you think he wants us to remain like them? You know what Prabhupada told us? Do you know what Prabhupada told us? Shishi goni jai ki jai, shishi varanamana ki jai. Prabhupada said, you're always saying all glories to Srila
Prabhupada.
But why don't you become glorious? You see, if the followers of Prabhupada become glorious, then Prabhupada becomes even more glorified. If you want to really glorify Prabhupada in the best way, you become a Mahabhagavat. That means the topmost devotee, the highest devotee. Maha is great and Bhagavat is devotee.
Maha is liels and Bhagavat is kalps.
So why just be a mediocre run-of-the-mill devotee? Become a Mahabhagavat.
Kāpēc būt tādam viduvējam, vienam no daudziem baktām, kļūstiet par Mahabhagavatu?
How do you do that?
Un kā jūs to
You just have to perfect your chanting, that's all. You just have to become perfect in your chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So take your japa chanting is the most important thing you do every day. Everybody here eats, don't you? Does everybody here eat? Does anybody here not eat? Everyone eats, right? Eating is very important. Would you neglect eating? No, you wouldn't neglect eating. Got to feed your body to keep alive, right? But let me ask you, are you that body? No, you're not the body, it's just a covering. So what's the real self? The real self is the Atma within. So are you more interested in feeding your body or in feeding your Atma? That's the question. If we're more interested in feeding the body than we are in feeling the Atma, then we're grossly disoriented. Like having your head put on backwards or something like that. It's a matter of somebody was born with their head facing in the back. They'd be a very disoriented person, you know. So don't be disoriented. Do not give more importance to the material body than to the Atma. Your prime interest every day should be to feed the Atma. Start off the day with a good meal for the Atma. A hearty, full, complete meal. Hearty means full of nutrition. So what is that meal? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Dive deeply into this. This is feasting of the soul. Every morning, a maha love feast for the soul. This is better than club jamans and sweet rice. And puris and pakoras and chutney. And halava. And cheesecake. This is better. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way, feast every morning on the holy names. Fill your Atma with Krishna's names. Completely flood your Atma with an ocean of Krishna's names. And when your heart is full of Krishna's names, what will happen to your material desires? There won't be any room for them. They'll have to run next door to somebody else to find shelter. Just fill your heart with these holy names. And your material desires will fly away. So in this way, you can become a great soul, Mahatma. You can become Mahabhagavat. And be guaranteed that you will go back to home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. You will be completely free from all anxiety. Relishing the sweetest nectar every minute. in the association of the holy names,
un biedrojoties ar svēto vārdu,
in the association of this wonderful philosophy,
un biedrošanās ar šo brīnišķīgo filozofiju,
in the association of the wonderful devotees of the Lord,
un biedrošanās ar brīnišķīgajiem kunga baktā,
in the association of so many wonderful spiritual masters,
un biedrošanās ar tik daudziem brīnišķīgiem veļīgiem skolotājiem,
even some that aren't so wonderful like me, trying, you know. So anyway, the point is that one should make every single endeavor to purify their consciousness. Everyone should make every possible endeavor at every minute. And if you do so, Krishna will reward you. Krishna will bless you unlimitedly. Simply you have to make the endeavor to become a pure devotee. And then you will feel how the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is raining on your head like torrents of rain in the monsoon season of India.
Un tad jūs jutīsiet, ka kunga Čaitanjas žēlistība līst pār jums tā kā musona lietu Indijā.
So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Es jautāju, vai kādi jautājumi? Es esmu dzirdējis, ka tāds jēdziens prajāsa, kas ir pārliekas pūles, un ka tas ir šķērslis garīgajā ceļā. I have heard about the term prajāsa, which means too many endeavors, over endeavor, which would become a hinder on your spiritual pathway. Mm-hmm. Could you mm-hmm. tell more about it?
Yes. Just like, if you think, well, I need to get a place to live. Actually, there's a story in this connection. There was one yogi, and he was very austere. He only had one possession. He had a pair of kopanas, you know, Brahman underwear. Brahman underwear.
Viņam tikai bija kaupiņi, ja? Tikai viena kaupiņa, tad, kas ir Brahman apakšveļa.
So every night when he would take rest, he would wash his kopanas and hang them up to dry overnight. But then this rat kept coming and stealing his kopanas. And he said, what to do? This rat keeps stealing my kopanas. He said, oh, I know, I'll get a cat. And the cat will guard my kopanas. The rat won't come, see. So he got the cat, and the cat was so hungry. Meow, meow, meow. What to do? I had to feed the cat. The cat needs some milk. So, well, I got to get a cow then. So I had the cow, and well, who's that? Somebody's got to take care of the cow, you know. A lot of work taking care of the cow, you know. I got to do my yoga, but who's going to take care of the cow? Get a wife then. So he got a wife.
Yeah.
To maintain his wife, he had to get all this land, you know. And there was a bunch of kids also, and he got to educate them, and oh my. Pretty soon it was such an endeavor, he said, I can't handle this.
Un tas viss bija tik daudz jādara, viņš teica, es nevaru to pavilkt.
What can I do? I have to have the land to feed my wife and the kids and to take care of the cow, to feed the cat, to guard my copens. What am I going to do?
Viņš saka, tā, zeme man ir vajadzīga, lai parūpētos par bērniem un sievu, sievu vajadzīga, lai par govu parūpētos govs, lai par kaķi parūpētos kaķis, lai par kalpiem parūpētos, ko lai dar?
Then one day he figured it out. I'll just become a Nagababa. I'll give up my copens. And then no problem finished. So the point is, I'm not telling you to become a Nagababa now. Okay. The point is, whatever endeavor you make to cover your material needs, keep it as simple as possible. In fact, in English there's a saying that KISS, K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid. So you keep your life as simple as you can, you see. If you can stay brahmachari and not be entangled with having to maintain a wife and kids, then do that.
And
if your mind is too disturbed thinking of all these beautiful girls that come around our temple, then you marry a devotee girl and live a life of Krishna consciousness together. Keep it as simple as possible. So that's the meaning of over-endeavor. Keep the material side as simple as you possibly can. So you can put more energy into reading, chanting, and preaching. There's no need to try to become a big, big, successful materialist. Whatever material facility comes by dint of your past pious activities, that you can take. Focus on Krishna consciousness. That's the meaning of not over-endeavoring. Any other questions?
Jautājums ir šeit pantā tik teikts, ka cilvēks, kas nelīgsmo par patīkamo un nežālojas par nepatīkamo, tad kur ir tā robeža, lai neiekristu tajā, ka cilvēks kļūst vienaldzīgs? Bezrazlišņi, ka viņš
jūs.
Regarding the verse, it is said that one who is not to, doesn't lament, and one who is is not too joyful. Or what was it precise wording?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what is that middle point, or what is that point that being equipoised, one doesn't become not doesn't fall in the state that, well, I don't care about anything. So
for one's own sense gratification, you're detached.
Attiecībā uz savu jutekļu apmierināšanu jūs esat atturīgs.
But for the pleasure of Krishna and Guru, you're very, very attached.
Bet, lai iepriecinātu, Guru un Krishna, jūs esat ļoti tam pieķerties.
Just like yesterday we had the Ramayana play, see?
Tā kā, vakardien mums bija šī tieši.
Hanuman, he was very attached to getting, bringing Sita back to Ram, you see. He wasn't attached. No, I must get her, I must rescue, I must help Ram get Sita back. He was very attached to them.
Tā kā vakar Ramayana izrādē bija, ka Hanumans, viņš bija ļoti pieķēries tā ideja, ka man jāpalīdz dabūt Sita atpakaļ.
For his own sense gratification, he is detached.
Bet attiecībā uz savu jutekļu apmierināšanu, viņš nav pieķēries tam.
But for the service of the Lord, he's very attached.
Bet attiecībā uz kalpošanu kungam, viņš ir ļoti pieķēries.
To pleasing the Lord.
Lai iepriecināt kungu.
Does that answer your question? Next question. Everybody is satisfied now? You have any questions? Yes.
Jūs apgalvojat, jūs sakat to, kā apgalvojat. Ja? Jūs taču būtu priecīgs, jums būtu vairāk skolnieku, un jūs bēdētos, ja kāds no tiem nobirzītos vai kristu. Tātad ir emocijas. Guru Maharaj, but you personally, wouldn't you be pleased by having more disciples, and wouldn't you lament if let's say some of them would deviate or fall down, aren't these emotions? Isn't there a contradiction?
So your question is a very good question. But if all my disciples fall into Maya, would I be disappointed? Or if I got 10,000 first class disciples, would I be elated? That's the question.
Ja man ir skolnieki Kristu, vai es būtu bēdātos, un ja man būtu 10,000 visaugstākā līmeņa sekotāji, vai tad es būtu priecīgs?
Actually, my real interest is not in disciples per se. My real interest is to see that the whole world can become Krishna conscious.
Patiesībā mana interese nav manos mācekļos kā tādos, mana interese, lai visa pasaule pieņemtu Krišnas apziņu.
This is the mission that Prabhupada gave to us, to relieve the whole material world from the suffering condition.
Un tā ir misija, ko Prabhupada mums uzticēja, lai atbrīvotu visu pasauli no materiālajām ciešanām.
I am very attached to pleasing my spiritual master.
Un es esmu ļoti pieķēries, lai iepriecinātu savu garīgo skolotāju.
If I please him, my life is successful. If I don't please him, my life is a failure.
Ja es iepriecināšu viņu, tad mana dzīve ir sekmīga. Ja es neiepriecināšu viņu, tad mana dzīve ir bezjēdzīga.
So Srila Prabhupada ordered us to deliver the entire world from its suffering condition.
Un Srila Prabhupada jau mums norādīja atbrīvot visu pasauli no šī ciešanu pilnā stāvokļa.
So that is the desire to do that is not a personal selfish desire. It's a pure selfless desire to please the spiritual master.
Un šī vēlēšanās tā nav egoistiska vēlēšanās, tā ir pilnīgi neegoistiska vēlēšanās iepriecināt savu garīgo skolotāju.
So the more I have first class disciples,
jo vairāk man ir pirmās klases,
that will help me to do that.
Kas man var palīdzēt to izdarīt.
So therefore I would like to have thousands and millions of first class disciples.
Un tāpēc es gribētu, lai man būtu tūkstoši un miljoni pirmās klases mācekļi.
And if disciples are having difficulty or they're falling down or going away, then of course that is that is not fulfilling the order of the spiritual master to leave everyone from their suffering.
Un savukārt, ja viņi novirzās vai aiziet un nav novirzās būt no tā, ka viņi man mācīja, tad tas, protams, nav piepildīšana, man skolotāja vēlas piepildīšana.
Such feelings are for the mission of Lord Chaitanya. They're not for my own sense gratification.
Un šīs te emocijas, šīs te jūtas ir kungu Chaitanya, tas nav, lai apmierinātu pašam sevi.
Now, if the guru is bogus, if he wants disciples just for the sake of being worshipped,
ja tas ir viltus guru, ja viņam švēlas mācības tikai tāpēc, lai tie viņam viņi pielūktu,
that's material.
Tas ir materiāli.
You see, that's mundane, material thing. But if the spiritual master desires millions of disciples for the sake of serving his spiritual master's order to deliver the whole world from suffering, then that is purely spiritual.
Bet ja skolotājs vēlas, lai viņam būtu miljoniem mācekļu tikai tāpēc, lai varētu piepildīt savu skolotāju norādījumu sadarīvot šo pasauli no ciešanām, tad tas ir garīgi.
It depends on the motive. If the motive is to please Guru and Krishna, then it's completely spiritual. If the motive is to enjoy the worship of disciples, then it's completely material. I remember many years ago in our Dallas temple, our temple president was having so many anxieties to manage this big temple with like over 100 devotees. There was brahmacharis, there was householders with their babies, there was just so many things he had to manage. So our GBC, he came. And he said, the temple president actually here because he's accepted all the anxieties of this entire community upon himself. Therefore, he personally has no anxieties. In other words, for his own material comforts, he's no longer thinking about that.
Rūpējoties par, viņš vairāk nedomā par savu komfortu, rūpējoties visu laiku par viņu, par citiem.
He's so absorbed in service, he doesn't, and solving everybody else's problems, he can't even think of having any of his own problems anymore.
Un pilnībā iegrimdējoties citu cilvēku problēmu risināšanā, viņam nav laika domāt par savām problēmām.
Just like a mother with her baby, see?
Tā kā māte savu bērnu.
She's so always concerned about the well-being of her child. She doesn't even think about her own comforts and discomforts anymore. She just thinks about the comforts and discomforts of her child. So a bona fide spiritual master is like a mother. He's just thinking of the welfare of his disciples and the devotees in general and the world population.
Viņš domā par savu mācekļu un baktu labklājību un visas pasaules iedzīvotāju labklājību.
Therefore, all of the because it's not for his own personal sense gratification, therefore it's purely transcendental.
Un tā kā tas nav viņa personisko jūtekļu apmierināšana, tāpēc tas ir pilnīgi pārpasaulīgi un garīgi.
Does that answer your question?
Vai tas atbild jūsu
jautājumu? Is that clear to everybody? Is it clear to everyone?
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions?
Kas ir labāk katrā vietā, dabūt padruskai skolnieks, vai, teiksim, vienā vietā dabūt bip, liels tāds skolnieks vienā vietā?
If you stay here permanently, regularly, then I'm sure you would have many, 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 many disciples here Briga full of your disciples. What is better, to have some disciples everywhere or many disciples at one point?
But I can't stay here permanently.
But there's never a shared body.
Because the room is shared by all the gurus and they also come.
So.
There's only one guru room. So we have to take turns. Now if you were to make my own permanent facility here where I could live here.
Ja jūs varat man sagādāt vietu, kur šeit dzīvot, pastāvīt.
Then I might have to consider making this my headquarters.
Un tad es varētu padomāt, ka šeit varētu būt mans štābs.
But you're going to have to compete with the devotees in Austin.
Bet tad jums vajadzētu
Texas.
Ar baktām, Austinā, Texas.
USA.
Amerikā.
If you want me to make this my headquarters, you have to compete with them.
Ja jūs vēlētos, lai man šeit būtu štābs.
By how much service you will render. Like coming for Bhagavatam class every day without fail. Just as Krishna says, inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. Spiritual master also, according to the surrender of his disciples, he rewards them accordingly. So how much sacrifice are you willing to make? The more that the disciples here and aspiring disciples are willing to make sacrifice, to facilitate my preaching and help me expand this Krishna consciousness movement, I will definitely funnel more of my energy towards Riga. So it's up to you how much of my energy I will funnel to Riga. But then what makes you think I ever really leave Riga? That's what I don't understand. Do you think I leave Riga? Spiritual master is present in the form of his instructions. If you think I'm leaving Riga, that means you're forgetting my instructions. For those who remember the orders received from the spiritual master, he remains ever present with them. Just as I feel the presence of Srila Prabhupada at every second, my disciples who strictly follow my instructions, they feel how I am present with them at every second. So why do you think I'm leaving? Next question. Yeah.
How could we serve you to fulfill the mission of Srila Prabhupada?
Bring more and more people to hear these lectures. Arrange all kinds of preaching engagements all over Riga. Big preaching engagement. When I was in Estonia, I've been on national television twice in Estonia. I've never been on national television in Latvia yet. So get me on national television. And help me be successful in reaching out to the people of this town. In this country. Next question. Yeah.
Kā uzlabot džapas kvalitāti? How to improve the quality of our japa?
Very good question. Lord Chaitanya has given very good instruction. Tanadapi sanichena tarorapi sahishnina amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind.
Cilvēkam ir jāskatnēs svētais, kunga svētais vārds, pazemīgam prāta savoklī.
Thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street.
Uzvedot sevi par zemāku nekā zāles.
Being more tolerant than a tree.
Un esot pacietīgākam nekā koks.
Ready to offer all respect to others without expecting any respect for oneself.
Un esot gatavam izrādīt cieņu vienam un negaidot nekādu cieņu no citiem.
In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly.
Un šādā prāta stāvoklī cilvēks var skandēt Dievs vārdu pastāvīgi.
So especially when dealing with Vaishnavas,
īpaši attiecībās ar Vaishnaviem,
you should learn how to always be respectful to all Vaishnavas.
Jums ir jāmācās, kā būt vienmēr cieņas pilniem pret visiem Vaishnaviem.
Even if they are disrespectful to you,
pat ja viņi izturās necienīgi pret jums,
because that will enable you to fully enter into the nama rasa.
Tāpēc, ka tas jums dos spēju pilnībā ieiet nama rasā.
So cultivate a wonderful attitude within your heart towards all Vaishnavas.
Tāpēc kultivējot brīnišķīgu labu attieksmi pret ikvienu, pret visiem Vaishnaviem.
Learn how to love and respect all of them.
Mācieties, kā respektēt un kā cienīt un mīlēt.
And to the extent that you truly respect and love the Vaishnavas.
Un līdz tam, tieši tik daudz, cik lielā mērā jūs patiesi mīlēsiet Vaishnavas.
To that extent, Krishna will fully manifest to you in the form of his name.
Tieši tik daudz Krishna izpaudīsies jums savā svētā vārda veidā.
This is why Narottam Das Thakur sings as follows.
Tāpēc Narottam Das Thakur dzied sekojoši.
Ananda bole hare vajja, what is it? Ananda bolo hare vajja vrindavan, Shri Guru Vaishnava pade majayaman. Ecstatically chant Hare Krishna.
Ekstāzē, skandē Hare Krishna.
Worship the Holy Dham. And always worship the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. So here you have a holy dham also. This Hare Krishna Center is a holy dham. If you respect this place by keeping it very clean and neat, and you always worship the feet of Guru and Vaishnavas, then your chanting will become perfect. Through your chanting you will fully realize God. Questions more?
Guru Maharaj, how can you explain that in Estonia these attīstītākas attiecības ar Krishna?
Yeah,
that relationships with Krishna in Estonia are stronger and better than here in Latvia.
Relationship with Krishna?
Yes.
Whose relationship?
Because Estonian devotees.
You just mentioned that you just praised Estonian devotees. So how?
I'm just saying they got me on national TV twice. You haven't got me on even once. That's all I'm saying.
Nē, es neko neteicu. Teicu vienkārši, ka viņi divreiz nodrošinājuši mani. Jūs iespēju uzstāties televīzijā.
Actually, it was very simple. My disciple Kishori Devi Dasi, she just sent an email to the TV station.
Nē, visu ļoti vienkārši. Viena no manām māciklēm, viņa Kishori Devi Dasi, viņa vienkārši aizsūtīja e-pastu aizrakstīju uz televīziju.
She's an innocent young college girl, and she said, "Well, my Guru Maharaj is coming. Let me email the TV station and see if they would like to interview him." And they said, "Yes."
Un viņa vienkārši ir studenta, un viņa domāja, ka mans Guru Maharaj ierodas, un ko es varētu iepriecināt viņu, un viņa uzruna.
I was on live television, all the broadcast all over all Estonia.
Un piedāvāja tādu iespēju tikties.
Took her 5 minutes to write the email.
Un tas viņai prasīja 5 minūtes, lai uzrakstītu e-pakstu, un viņa atbildēja jā, un es biju redzams visā Igaunijā.
So what's the difficulty?
Kāda grūtība?
How many people here have emailed the TV station to try to get me on television? Finally nobody.
Cik daudz no šeit klātsošiem ir mēģināt rakstīt televīzijā ar mērķi, panākt, lai man ir iespēja uzstāties televīzijā? Iespējams neviens.
Kishori Devi Dasi has defeated all of you.
Kishori Devi Dasi sako, viena pati sako jūs visus.
Okay, next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Yeah.
Visgrūtākais ir nekritizēt prātā citus un saka, ka vajag censties tad redzēt labo citus, bet tas nevienmēr palīdz, ko vēl praktiski varētu darīt. The most difficult part of that verse you just quoted, how to respect other devotees, is yes, be always respectful, but in our mind we regularly criticize other devotees. And
why do you do that? Why do you criticize?
They criticize me.
Well,
I that. And one suggestion is given that one should try to see good things in any devotee, but it doesn't help always. Could you give some other recommendations that might help avoid criticism?
Yeah, you have to worship them.
Jums vajag pilūt viņus, kalpot viņiem.
You have to learn how to worship the devotees.
Jums ir jāmācās, kā kalpot bhaktām.
Just like I was watching the drama last night.
Tā kā es vakar skatījos šo izrādi.
In my heart, I was worshipping every one of the actors.
Un savā sirdī es pielūdzu vienu no šiem te, jā, aktieriem.
Because they were so nicely glorifying Lord Ram.
Tāpēc, ka viņi tik jauki cildināja kungu Ram.
I was appreciating each and every one of the actors, how nicely they were acting.
Es novērtēju vienu no šiem aktieriem, cik brīnišķīgi viņi spēlēja vakar.
So you have to really learn how to soften your heart to see the wonderful service being rendered by the devotees.
Jums jāpadara savu sirds maigāk, lai redzētu, cik brīnišķīgi bhaktas kalpo.
That doesn't mean you should think their bad qualities or good qualities. Not like that.
Tas nenozīmē, ka jums ir jādomā, ka viņas sliktās iepašības ir labas.
One has to be able to distinguish between what is proper behavior and what is improper behavior.
Cilvēkam ir jāspēj redzēt atšķirību un saprast, kas ir.
So that you will,
kas nav.
In other words, for you to give up bad behavior and simply be engaged in good behavior, you have to know the difference.
Un jums,
lai pārtrauktu rīkoties nepareizi un rīkotos pareizi, iegūt labas īpašības, jums ir jāsaprot atšķirība.
So, when devotees are misbehaving, you have to know that they're misbehaving.
Un, ja kāds bhakti rīkojas nepareizi, jums ir jāzina, ka viņš rīkojas nepareizi.
So that you do not join them in their misbehavior.
Lai jūs nepievienotos viņiem tajā, ko viņi dara nepareizi.
But you should also see their good behavior.
Bet jums ir jāredz viņu labās īpašības.
And you should appreciate that good behavior.
Un jums ir jānovērtē šīs labās īpašības.
You should encourage them in their good behavior.
Un jums ir jāiedrošina viņus attīstīt šīs.
So that their good behavior comes stronger and their bad behavior becomes weaker.
Lai labās īpašības kļūst stingrākas, labāk un sliktās vājākas.
And you should continue encouraging their good behavior by appreciating it.
Un jums ir jāturpina viņus iedvesmot caur to, ka jūs viņus novērtējat.
In this way you can be an influence upon them to help them give up their bad behavior and become more and more situated in good behavior.
Un tādā veidā jums parādīsies arvien lielāka ietekme uz viņiem, lai viņu sliktās īpašības arvien vairāk nostiprinās par labām.
At the same time that you're working on getting rid of your own misbehavior.
Un tādā veidā jūs arī strādājat pie tā, lai atbrīvotos no savām sliktām īpašībām.
You just have to be sincere, that's all.
Jums jābūt vienkārši patiesai.
If you're a sincere, genuine person, then you will learn how to see the sincerity and the genuineness in everyone.
Un ja jūs būsiet patiesa, jūs iemācīsieties redzēt šo patiesību ikvienā.
Even if it's just a very little tiny spark of sincerity.
Un pat ja tā ir maza dzirkstelīte, šī patiesuma dzirkstelīte.
You see, this is the expertise of the spiritual master.
Un tā arī ir šī garīgā skolotāja prasme.
He can see that tiny spark of sincerity in the heart of the soul, jīva soul.
Un viņš var redzēt jīvas dvēselē šo te mazo patiesumu dvēseli.
And then he can fan that little spark.
Un tad viņš var vēdināt, tā kā kad oglīte vēdina, lai liesmi iedegtu.
Into a big blazing fire.
Un tādā veidā viņš var iedegināt šo mazo dzirkstelīti par milzīgu uguni.
That is guru.
Tas ir guru.
So you are also meant to become guru.
Jūs arī esat radīti, lai kļūtu par guru.
That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order.
Un tas ir bija Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Every Chaitanya eight should be guru. That's Chaitanya's order.
Kā jebkurš, kas ir kungu Chaitanya sekotājs, vai viņam jākļūst par guru.
So you have to learn also how to function as a guru.
Un jums ir jāmācās, kā darboties kā guru.
To encourage everyone to become, by your example and by your appreciation, to encourage everyone to become better and better in their behavior.
Un ar savu piemēru, un ar savu iedrošināšanu, sekmēt, ka katrs arvien attīst arvien vairāk un vairāk savus īpašības.
More and more and more and more saintly.
Un arvien vairāk un vairāk jūs svēt.
Saintliness is so wonderful.
Saintliness.
Svētums, tas ir tik brīnišķīgi.
That no matter how saintly one becomes,
nav svarīgi, cik svēts kāds kļūst,
they can become even more saintly.
Viņš var kļūst vēl svētāks.
Because Krishna bhakti is unlimited.
Viņš var kļūst vēl svētāks, tāpēc, ka Krishna bhakti ir neierobežot.
It goes on increasing unlimitedly for all of eternity.
Un bhakti nepārtraukti attīstās mūžīgi.
So in this way, actually, it is not difficult.
Patiesībā tas nav grūti.
Are people paid to chant Hare Krishna?
Vai cilvēkiem ir jāmaksā, lai skandētu Hare Krishna?
Is anybody here paid to chant Hare Krishna?
Vai kāds šeit saņem naudu par to, ka viņš skandē Hare Krishna?
Sisi gonitai ki jai, sisi varadabarar ki jai. No, everyone's doing it out of love.
Nē, ik viens to dara mīlestības.
So you can appreciate, they're chanting Hare Krishna.
Un tātad jūs to varat novērtēt.
Because they have love for Krishna.
Tāpēc, ka viņiem ir mīlestība uz Krishna.
So in this way, you have to learn how to appreciate the devotees.
Un tādā veidā jūs varat mācīties, kā novērtēt bhaktis.
And if you're having difficulty, just pray to Krishna to help you. My dear Lord, please help me to appreciate the devotees.
Un ja jums ir grūtības to izdarīt, tad jums jālūdzās ir, mans kungs Krishna, lūdzu palīdz man novērtēt bhaktis.
Do you know why it's very, very important to appreciate the devotees? Why it's very, very important to appreciate the devotee? This is described in the Adi Purana.
Un tas ir aprakstīts Adi Purana.
By Krishna himself.
Krishna pats to dara.
Yeme bhakta jana parta name bhaktas chache janaha mad bhaktanam te ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. He says, my dear Arjun, the one who is my devotee, name bhaktas, he is not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee,
bet tas, kurš ir mana kalpa kalps,
he is my real devotee.
Tas ir mans īstais kalps.
So until you learn how to become the devotee of the devotees,
un tik ilgi, kamēr jūs neiemācīsieties, kā būt par baktu kalpam,
Krishna does not accept your devotion.
Krishna nepieņems jūs garīgo kalpošanu.
We may call you a devotee. Well, that, I'm saying, and this is, I'm making a point, I'm not picking on you, but this is true of all of us.
Es nerunāju par jums personiski, es vienkārši runāju pēc būtības, kas attiecās uz mums visiem.
Unless we learn how to become devotees of the devotees, we are called Kanishta Adhikari.
Tik ilgi, kamēr mēs neiemācīsimies, kā kļūt par bhaktu kalpiem, mēs esam Kanishta Adhikari.
Kanishta Adhikari is practically almost a karmi.
Un Kanishta Adhikari praktiski ir karmi.
He chants, he bows down to the deities, but he doesn't know how to respect Vaishnavas. So we have to be careful not to remain Kanishta Adhikaris. We have to learn how to respect the devotees. How to love the devotees. We have to worship the devotees.
Mums ir jāpilūz bhaktis.
Otherwise, why does Narottam Das say, you have to worship the feet of the Vaishnavas?
Tad kādēļ gan Narottam Das saka, jums ir jāpilūz bhaktu pēdas?
Actually, how should I really feel? How should I really feel in this regard?
Un kā man ir jājūtās šajā sakarā?
I should think that I am such a contaminated rascal.
Man ir jājūtās, ka es esmu tik lielā mērā piesārņots nejērgi.
That I don't even deserve to be allowed in this temple.
Ka man vispār, es neesmu pelnījis par būt ielaists šajā temple.
But yet the Vaishnavas is so kind.
Bet tā kā Vaishnavi ir tik laipni.
They allow me to come in the door.
Viņi man ļauj ienākt pa durvīm.
They even allow me to live here in this building.
Viņi man atļauj pat dzīvot šajā mājā.
In this compound. You see?
Jā, šajā mājā.
I should feel that in a sense of awe and reverence, I am such an abominable person, full of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. But these devotees allowed me to come and live in their community.
Un dēļ savām iekārtas naida, ilūzijas, vaiprāta, skaldības, es esmu tik kritis, bet...
This way you should cultivate Krishna consciousness.
Un tādā veidā jūs varat kultivēt, attīstīt Krishna apziņu.
Humility.
Pazemību.
Appreciation for the devotees.
Bhaktu novērtēšana.
Just imagine you're on a desert island somewhere. Your ship got wrecked and you're all alone on a desert island.
Iedomājieties, ka, piemēram, jūs esat uz vientuļas salas, kuģis ir gājis bojā, un jūs esat viens uz vientuļas salas.
But then you found there was another person on the island who happened to be a devotee.
Bet tad jūs atklājat, ka tur ir vēl viena dzīvā būtne, kas izrādās.
How happy you'd be, you'd be dancing in ecstasy. There's a devotee here, a devotee. Haribo, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you. Haribo, Haribo, a devotee, a devotee. Oh, thank God I have found a devotee to associate with.
Lūk, tā, jūs būsat tik laimīgi un skandāt pateicības Dievam, ka lūk, šeit ir bhakta, ar ko man biedroties.
So in this way, you have to appreciate devotees. A devotees association is the most valuable thing in all the three worlds. Because we're surrounded by so many devotees, we start to take them for granted. As it is stated, familiarity breeds contempt.
Kā ir tāds teiciens, ka familiaritāte rada tādu nicinājumu.
So we have to be careful not to fall in this trap. Familiarity breeds contempt.
Un mums ir jāuzmanās, lai mēs neiekļūtu šajā slazdā un lai šī familiaritāte neradītu tādu paviršu attieksmi.
We have to always love and appreciate the Vaishnavas whose association is the greatest blessing that one could ever achieve.
Mums ir vienmēr jānovērtē tas, ka biedrošanās ar Vaishnaviem ir lielākā svētība, ko ik viens var saņemt.
So our time has run out.
Mums laiks ir beidzies.
But we will have class again in the morning.
Bet mums rīt no rīta atkal būs lekcija.
And then tomorrow night also, and then Wednesday morning, and then we're going to Lithuania. For about a week, but then we'll be back for 2 or 3 days before we head out to America. So everyone, take this process very seriously. Dedicate yourself to becoming a pure devotee.
Veltiet savu dzīvi tam, lai kļūtu par tīru baktu.
As soon as possible.
Cik ātri vien iespējams.
Thank you very much.
Paldies.
Raja Vidja, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Izgrēj Srimad Sankaršan Dasa Dikari ki
jai.